to Devin. And I don't really know what more we can try to do. You know, he was, and of course he was, you know, he was pretty upset, but with the state saying we don't have any money to do the project, and then what the county that, you know, Devin, you know, they've all offered to, they were going to do the actual work, you know, do the road work, get it dug out. But then MoDOT said, no, you can't do that because you're competing against our contractors. You know, they got into that big deal of now counties can't do any work. So I don't know, without MoDOT coming up with something, I don't know that there's a whole lot.
Well, I think that should be retained on the agenda so we can officially review it. But
yeah.
We need some background information on that. We that email to us or something, so we can be prepared to discuss it effectively at the next meeting.
Agreed.
Do that.
Obviously, if there's other children wandering in that area too, that we don't know, it was a very isolated case for Aaron Motor.
No, and see, and
is there potential of other kids wandering out there?
Yeah, and he's been trying. I know it's come up on our agenda a couple times. You know, for the last couple of years, he's been trying to get a turn lane.
Oh, you know,
at the middle school, and that's where, like I said, preliminary work had been done. There were some drawings, I think, actually
it's
done.
It's on,
we have it on the matrix. But it was, like I said, it was one of those.
Is that related to kids crossing in the area, or just congestion in general?
What's on the matrix is the turn lane at the middle school. This actually
happened at
this
elementary.
Nothing to do with
that. Right. Right, it was down at the elementary.
If we had a 4-lane highway there, that's what I said, we could have prevented it. The kids would play on the street, run across, and if there had been a 4-lane highway there,
yeah,
they were out in the street, the motorcyclist said they were lucky all three didn't hit them. The mother was there in the, I mean, you know the situation.
And that's something,
yeah. The deputy said that the motorcyclist tried this kid, tried to stop, in fact, I think they had to haul his cycle away.
Yeah.
But when you just run out in front of one in the street,
doesn't matter where it's at. But I definitely think it definitely got, you know, it got him thinking again about, you know, up at the middle school and the issues they've had up there. And said it was, but basically, like I said, it was kind of a, with MoDOT saying that, because I know Devin had it set up, you know, where we were going to try to help. You know, the county was going to supply labor, but they said you couldn't do that because you compete against their contractors, and they're not letting that happen anymore. So,
but yeah, not having any of the facts or any particular thing.
Yeah, it's, and like I said, it's all, it's listed out.
It does work to the level that we ought to at least discuss it and look at it.
Yeah.
And maybe there's something, a spinoff of that, that could be some safety issues built into that. I don't know.
That's the thing. The project that's on here now actually didn't rank very high because there haven't been really important accidents.
Right. This is not the one that's on there, not in the same location.
No. Right.
That's not, so it's not going to help really that project to add this accident in there. So.
And did you do it on the Cedar Creek? Did you have any luck with it?
Yeah. So I can do that now, whatever.
Yeah,
you want to do.
If you don't mind, because like I said, we can't really formally do anything, so if you guys,
there's nothing to vote on or anything. So, but at that last meeting, a guy was here that had concerns about this curve, so it was decided to add it to the matrix. So, we should keep it. I'll walk around and give him one.
You sure?
Yep, no problem.
There's
the one project sheet board, and it came in, I think, number 15, if I remember right. Pretty high. Yeah. Thank you. And the reason it did come in high is just in the 3-year accident record we had, it was a property damage, an injury, and a fatality there. So,
it's safety. That's significant.
Now, again, that's another state road, so.
Right.
What, you guys are limited on what you could do.
Yeah, and just, and like I say, it's one of the, just from living down that direction, I know that's at least the third fatality since,
I went out and looked at it and everything, and I don't know that
design-wise, I mean, I don't really see anything wrong with the road.
Yeah.
It's just downhill on a curve. If you're not paying attention or going too fast, you're going to have an accident. So.
And that's where all of it, you know, most of it comes. People just, it's one of the longest straightaways down there. People just get too much speed booked up. And
I'm not sure there's a real easy fix to it, but like I said, I'm not sure you guys can do the fix anyway. So.
Yeah, and I don't know if there, but if a guardrail would help a lot, but it would.
You know, I don't think it would hurt.
It would definitely make. It would definitely make people feel better. I think, yeah. You know. Yeah.
Now, who brought this to our attention?
At the last meeting.
The gentleman I read in the minutes there.
Yes. He had had, and I think it was actually. His son was in the car with the girl. His son lived and the girl passed away. And so he's pretty.
So he was here to give testimony.
Yeah. And which we instructed him, you know, we would try to look at it and for him to also to, you know, to contact MoDOT and his representative.
Even for a guardrail, was that it? Or?
Like a guardrail would be probably the most.
What would be the projected cost of that?
Don't know. Because it's one of those, it'll have to, you know, be in a state highway. It'd be a MoDOT bid out. And so hopefully we can, he was going to contact them. So hopefully we'll get some feedback. On that, I was hoping at some point that now that things have loosened up a little bit, you know, I was hoping that Beth or representative would be able to start.
Yeah, well, this
coming
documentation may help him make his appeal. So, and get positioned or feel comfortable with it to release it for him to be able to use it, appeal it for assistance.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
Like very thorough work, again, as you always do.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that. Sure. I assume you took a hard look at those grading factors and bumped it up in competition with all those other projects up to 15.
Yeah, I mean, the safety is obviously the biggest percentage of these scores anyway, so it obviously scores very high on that because of the accidents there's been, but it probably would rank higher, but the other factors don't, there's not really much to rank it on, I guess, for the other issues, economic and those type of things. So safety definitely drove it up there, but.
And you said there were 3 fatalities in what amount of time?
In the last 30 years, I know there's been at least 3, maybe more, but the last 3, there's been a. Last 3 years, there's been the 1 fatality and then 2 other accidents. And basically, you see on these how he has it set. It puts like a score number on, and then that's kind of what our matrix is based off of, is the kind of where they rank in it off of the score.
Gotcha.
I should have brought another printout of the whole thing, but you're new. I have it on a CD, a PDF of this.
Basically, every one of these projects, there's a sheet like this that goes with it, so it ends up being pretty thick. But if you want a PDF of the whole thing, you're welcome to it.
Okay. Yeah.
And I can print you one. I didn't realize there'd be a new member here today.
And that goes for the other guys too. If you ever want a copy of it, email me. I can get you.
You got a handout I saw in the minutes here of the last meeting, the update on the projects. Do you have an extra one of those in there?
Not the full set. I mean, this sheet I gave you is the summary of, you know, where they all came in, but I don't have a full set of them with me, other than that PDF on the CD. But I can.
I don't need a full set. But is that a summary?
Yeah, that's one of the sheets I see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the updated ranking where they stand.
This is the latest summary.
Yeah, today.
So this is basically what you covered at the last meeting.
Great. Yeah, it's your whatever it was, November meeting, I guess it was. We had several projects that were updated.
Right.
several of them went down with a completed list. Devin did have me add those four on the bottom are projects that were never actually on the matrix, but the projects the Road and Bridge is the department, so just to kind of show more stuff being completed, we added those.
Right.
And there were a couple, four or five projects that got added. Number 39, Clevenger Cove, 41 and 42, Graham Clark and Happy Hollow, all three of those are raising the roads so they don't flood. We're working on getting permission from the Corps to do all three of those. There's one or two others. Old Cheese Plant Road, number 20, and Thunder Road, 19. Same type of thing as the roads get underwater, so the bridge put in new bridges and or box culverts, both of those. I think that was it, and then obviously this one, number 15, that just got added this time.
Yeah, we just this week got to start circling those two buses around off of the Slough Hollow and Brace Hill. It's under again already. The first spring rain, it seems like, is enough to if they don't let any out, it's doesn't take it long.
Good update. Thank you.
Sure. Well, and I'll try to get this day. If you would care, crap. Email this one to me, and I'll try to send it to Beth and let her know we've had a parent come to the meeting and talk to us and see if they can.
Might let her know that we're going to have it on the agenda again for the next meeting, or
and maybe she can.
Maybe she can be there.
That'll. Like I said, it seems like it would be, you know, a 150 yards of guardrail, you know, would take it, you know, 100 yards would probably be, would seem like a pretty easy thing, but I know sometimes with the state, none of it.
None of it sounds easy. Though.
Right, none of it turns out like that. Is there Ron, have you got anything? Is there anything to...
Commissioner Flip, I hope that maybe she could give us an informal update. An item came up at the partnership meeting last Thursday that Rick wasn't there because he's still absent, but Denise was presiding with it, right? But it's this new state, and I mean, I thought maybe Devin could do also something we actually need an update on the state and local physical recovery plan. Apparently, Taney County has inherited $10 million from that. So we need to know possibly how that could be applied or used, or if there's any leeway for a lot of these miscellaneous projects that we're talking about. And whether it can be used for, it's probably pretty focused because of the government. This is a federal government. I think relevant to the COVID. Branson's founder, how much money did y'all receive?
I don't know for sure yet. We've gotten some, but is that what that is for the COVID stuff, that $10 million?
I think it's the physical recovery plan. I think it's the federal funds relevant to pay out for COVID. So it may be very focused about what they could apply it for.
Yeah. I know we're tracking everything that we use, whether it's hand cleaners, masks, or gloves, or whatever, and we turn it all in. Like our street signs for the vaccination places, the testing places, we can turn all of that in. Our street signs, barricades, cones, everything, we've got a certain rate that we use per FEMA's guidelines on that. We can turn all that stuff in.
Well, I think the state and local physical recovery plan is over and above that. It came out of left field. Congress and the Biden administration and